It's past the allotted time. If everybody wants to take their seats, we'll get started. Okay, so we have apologies. Any apologies?
Councillor Curran.
Councillor Harvey and Councillor
Craig. I apologies for Councillor Sean Dorn, Mickey Ruan and Willie Clark.
And Naomi. Okay, Chairman's remarks. Just have two here. I'd just like to say at this time, we'd like to condemn the attack and on the Crossgar Play Park that happened recently. Totally despicable act, and we're hoping to restore it as soon as possible. And I think Colin McGrath wants to come in on this.
Chair, thanks very much. Just obviously to echo your concerns about it being a despicable act and the amount of vandalism that was caused to the facility, and maybe just to ask the Chief Executive, just given that it's the only, one of the very few community facilities in the area, and it is operated by council, I think the community are concerned that it might take too long to be able to fix it, that it won't be used for much of the summer. And I do understand that there are two elements to the park. There's one that is relatively easy to fix up and one that's quite expensive, and was sort of hoping that maybe the Chief Executive could let us know that he'll be able to get the sort of short-term issue fixed up, that we could get the park up and running within the next week or two so that the community would have that facility. As I understand it, it's like £5,000 or £6,000 would sort out the majority of the park, and then the bigger chunk of 25 or 30 could be looked at again in the future, but at least it would be operational. So subject to sorting the insurance out this week, could we get that assurance that the facility would be up and running?
Chairman, I'm maybe going to bring in Councillor Rock on this here, who's been working on the replacement of the park.
Chair, we are in the process of kind of inspection so that we can bring back as much of the park as we can in the immediate future, realising that there'll be some considerable time before we can actually restore the original park. We will be doing our very best to make sure whatever can be used is used as quickly as possible.
Terry, you want to come in there?
Thanks very much, Chair. I just more or less like to echo the sentiments that Councillor McGrath has said. You know, and as a Crossgar councillor, along with the rest of the Rowan councillors, we've been at the forefront of trying to get a quick resolution to getting the play park up and running again. You know, as I say, it's just been a terrible episode for the village. And the fact is, and one of the busiest times of the year is where the kids have been off school, and the fact in the early hours of the 12th of July have been burnt and destroyed. And it sends out, we'd just like to send out a message that we are fully committed to the people of Crossgar and the locality in getting the play park back in business as soon as possible, and strongly support any measures that will be coming forward from this council to do that. And thank you very much, Chair.
Billy Walker, you want to come in there?
Chair, I also echo the sentiments. And what concerns me, Councillor Andrews is right, Rowan councillors met on Friday in relation to it with the officers, and I thought it was a very fruitful meeting. But what concerns me is, the unfortunate thing is here, the equipment's not insured, so the insurers won't be paying out, so they won't. As far as I'm led to believe, and the rest of us Rowan councillors led to believe, that play parks, and the play park is only insured for liability if someone falls on it, not for the equipment. So maybe we should be looking into insurance for play parks right across our whole council area, as to whether, you know, council should be insuring equipment and that. But that could maybe be awkward, because insurers maybe turn around and say, well, you have equipment that's damaged all the time, and play parks and that there. I know this was very serious damage through a fire, but the fact that insurers looks like aren't going to pay out in this could prolong it. But hopefully the council officers will come up with something where we can have at least three quarters of the play park back in action ASAP.
Chairman, maybe a bring in terms of that insurance, not entirely correct. I think we're still working on the insurance on that, Canis.
Yes, Chair, we haven't completely put it to bed. There is a possibility under our general insurance that we might be covered for fire and flood. So we're checking that out. So it's not absolutely definite. But you are correct, we do not typically insure equipment in play parks, because you just couldn't afford to, really, because things breaking all the time, and then your excess would be greater than, you know, the cost. So it's a complete waste of money to do it typically, because you don't expect the whole play park to be completely burned out like that as such. So we don't insure them, and we wouldn't suggest you begin to insure them either. But but there is a slight possibility we may actually be able to get money from the insurance company. We're working on that.
Maybe just in terms of the DRAP funding, because it was Rural Development Programme funded, is that we have fulfilled our commitment in the letter of offer in regard to the play park as well?
Yes, Chair. It was £100,000 of the funding came from DRAP. They have made it very clear that unless we reinstate the play park, they will want that money back. We have reinstated. However, they have told us that it doesn't have to be absolutely as it was. It doesn't have to be the exact same tower, etc. As long as it's to the same value, then we can keep the funding. So again, we're working on that premise right now, but we absolutely do have to replace it, or we lose that funding, the £100,000.
Councillor Burgess.
I just follow along with that. Although what all our councillors said, I would agree with everything, all their sentiments, but I also hope that the PSNI will still pursue to find out who the culprits were that actually destroyed this play park. And I would just like to say, or hope, that the council will try and get that play park open this week sometime along the line. It shouldn't be that difficult, hopefully, but the kids need something to do there.
Councillor McGrath.
Chair, I'm not just entirely satisfied that I've heard really from the officers this evening what I'd suggested. What we don't want, the community have said quite clearly, is they don't want this to become a protracted period where there's arguments back and forward between insurance companies, because we all know ourselves, if any of us that have dealt with insurance companies with our own claims, it can lie on somebody's desk. But you talk in November that they decide to come back and tell us that it's fine to have a play park sorted out. Now, there are, obviously, if we could get the answer from the insurance company as quick as possible, I mean, if we could press them this week to say that either they will or they won't support it, and then if they will, it's fine, we can progress quite quickly. If they say that they're not, then there are two separate issues. There's the issue of about £5,000 or £6,000 to have it open and operational, which could happen within a week, and then there's the issue of the £20,000 for the large tower structure, which could take a longer period of time. The community have said that they want the play park open. So could we get some assurances just that we could try and get this resolved so that within the next week or two, Crossgar can get its play facility back?
Yes. Chair, we've got two separate issues. We will try our best to get a play park or some description available ASAP, and we're working very hard at that. Irrespective of whether the insurance company play ball with us or not, we would still have to almost have to tender. Months anyway before the original play park can, you know, under any circumstances be reopened again. So we will be working on the alternative, getting some facility as best we can, as quickly as we can.
Guidance, sorry, Chairman, just bringing that also to guidance from the PSNI. Councillor Burgess makes a good point. This is still a crime scene, and as that there, we need to get clarification from PSNI that they have completed their investigation before we let anybody else in on it.
Okay. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, it was a despicable act to destroy that pristine play area. But, Madam Chair, I know it's important that the kids in Crossgar get their play area, and we all want that done. But I just wish, Madam Chair, that the Council would give even 50% or even 25% of the degree of commitment and action towards resolving the Annalong Harbour issue, as we have seen with this play park. It is so frustrating and disappointing, you know, to see the double standards that's operating in the Council now. You know, a facility like Annalong Harbour that generates so much wealth for the area, yet it's not been properly used because of an insurance claim. So very, very disappointed, Madam Chair. And all the assurances that I have received all along in this, nobody seems to be doing any action on it for us. Thank you.
Okay, your point's taken, Henry. Another issue that was asked to be raised to me under Chairman's remarks was by our fellow councillor Stevie Burns, here's a golfer. Mainstay DRP Charity Golf Day. It's this Friday, the 7th of August, in Downpatrick Golf Club. And he says, which is all are welcome. I would assume you do. Stevie, you only want people who can play golf. And contact Dergy in Mainstay's office. Number. Okay. So contact Dergy if he's fancy going. And he's buying the first round. Okay. Declarations of interest, anyone? Councillor Hannah.
Item 12, Chair. Morning, Stimulus. I'm on the Board of Directors.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, moving on then to number 3, the action sheet from the Council meeting held on the 6th of July. Liam?
Chairman, as far as most of all the issues on the action sheet have been actioned, I haven't an update yet on the trust attendance on the 20th of August, but that may be still in hand. They haven't